answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If you're an illegal alien, the only alien are Holman and his thugs.
What?
Those are the aliens here, because this is not the American spirit or the American way. How do you every day walk into that building across the hall, knowing that you are surrounded by a bunch of individuals who don't give a damn about who you represent being there? And don't give a damn about the people out there who are scared and frightened right now, whose kids won't go outside and play, who are concerned about their parents taking them to school because they may get snatched up by ICE. What do you say to them? What do we do in this moment? How should we characterize this when Mr. Holman is telling us and telling, I'm saying us, not just Hispanics and other people of color, but all of us, you're on the list. And you're an alien, you're gone.
Huh. I'll tell you how he corrected. You shut your mouth. That is Michael Steele, black man for what it's worth, former Republican National Committee Chair. That's right. He served as a Republican National Committee Chair from 2009 to 2011. Prior to that, the Maryland governor. Here is supposedly a guy who believes in law and order saying, the aliens that exist among us are Tom Holman and his ICE goons. That's what he's suggesting. How are they supposed to do their job? If we put out words that all of you illegal, would you come report and come in to us? We won't go looking for you. We won't have to snatch you off the street, separate you from your kids if they're in the car. You think if we made an offer like that, and an appeal, and maybe offered a $25 coupon for food at a nearby store, you think they might come in? You know the answer to that. It burns my butt that Michael Steele, former Republican National Committee Chair, makes such an ignorant statement. He did it on MSN Now. That's how you get onto these leftist networks. You were previously conservative, Republican, whatever, and now you're speaking on the other side, and, oh, they'll make a lot of room for you and probably pay you handsomely. Let me calculate real quick. How much money, more money, I could make by walking away from this program and suddenly going on MSN Now or NBC or any of the rest of them. It would not be worth the money to me to do that, to sell out those they have on their panels, their special guest. They have no issue with rolling over. Now, I'm not suggesting every Republican, every independent, every MAGA person, whatever you see on those networks or hear from them, has been paid as a sellout. But many of them get those positions, lucrative positions, because they are a, quote, sellout. Michael Steele. Keep his name in mind, will you? Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, the 5th of Feb. It's racing by, isn't it? And once again, we're coming right out of the gate like a bull. Charging. We don't waste any time. We got a lot of information to bring to you. Because with Larry Connors USA, we are going to give you news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You're going to know more when you finish listening to each hour than you do when we begin. I promise you that. In our next hour, we're going to hear from Gordon Chain on how dangerous things are getting. I should say not the next hour. I hear from him on that later in this hour, but in the next hour, how important critical minerals are for our nation and what we're seeing being done to help us deal with China and the rest of them. And also later in this hour, the story behind the story, the second part of busting the chicken wrench, the best little whorehouse in Texas. Yesterday, we focused on my role in participation, but I told you, I made it very clear, one guy kind of got all at the front of it and got all the publicity. And there's a thin line between credit and blame. And I'm willing to let him take whatever he wants. Unfortunately, he's passed on, or I'd have him on the air for you. Marvin Zendler, Eyewitness News. That was his signature sign-off. And he was on David Letterman. And they discussed that. But I've got details behind it they did not get into. That's coming up later in this hour. Now, back to the issue of dealing with our illegals on the streets. You know what the Democrats are now doing? Suddenly they came up with a list of 40 demands. 40 demands that they want to curb ICE operations. If you want us to continue working with you with the 2026 budget, this is what we demand. Now, this fits with the fear and concern of many Republicans who voted against approving the bill that Trump signed to, quote, end the walkout, the shutdown. We got it shut down by two votes. Could not lose another one. And many of those voting with the Democrats were Republicans. Now, in part, they were voting against it because they were trying to protect the SAVE Act, that you must be able to prove who you are before you vote. That got stripped out, trying to appease the Democrats. You cannot appease them. This is like you walking into the lion den and saying, don't look at me as dinner. Look at me as something to play with gently, gently. You're not going to appease these guys. And then the other part of the appeasement wasn't really an appeasement, but a recognition by those on the right. We can't trust a damn thing the left offers to do or says they will do. And we know that. And here's this 40 demands that they suddenly came up with late last night. They want to block ICE from using ordinary policing skills, when identifying illegals. They want to bar police from going to a suspect's location, their work, asking about their accent, their language. They want to just tie all of this up. You're driving a vehicle, really high-end vehicle, and you barely have enough clothing on to make it look like you got anything, and you're barefoot. Now, maybe you're an eccentric, and you like to go around like that. But then when you speak with a Venezuelan accent, and you got no money in your pocket, I think I'd want to know, where did you get this vehicle, and why do you have it, and what are your sure intent? That's normal police questioning. They don't want ICE to be able to do that. And yet they said, we'll help protect the community, and we will make sure ICE is under control. Tom Holman yesterday saying, look, I'm willing to pull down 7,000 ICE agents out of Minneapolis, trying to show you we will lessen our force. But he's not going to do a Joe Biden like when it came to Afghanistan. We're not going to yank everyone out and leave our law enforcement there bare, gutted, and facing danger. But again, even within the midst of Republicans, comes one like Senator Rand Paul, who is kind of concerned about ICE and how they're doing their job.
I think the main thing is, if you want trust to develop again, I'm not somebody who wants to abolish ICE. I want ICE to behave within the rules and enforce the law, but I want them to behave in a normal, rational law enforcement manner. But I also want people to trust the investigation. And I think when the DHS officials come out and say, well, obviously he was assaulting, you know, kind of like he got what he deserved. He was assaulting the officers, or he was brandishing a weapon, or he's a potential, or he is a would-be assassin. All these things aren't supported by facts. And so if the people saying this are going to be in charge of the investigation, I think it's going to be hard to restore trust. I think Holman has helped the situation by going to Minneapolis and saying, we're not going to patrol the streets.
So he's made it clear, although she was stepping on him as answer, that home money thinks is making it safer, saying we're going to remove 7,000 ICE agents. But, of course, we still need to protect those on the streets. But the problem is, once the word gets out, more of them are being pulled out. When then they started setting up blockades and everything they could to deter ICE from, quote, legitimate policing, which Senator Rand Paul says, I would accept. Listen to the question from the MSN Now correspondent.
Do you think it's okay for ICE to be wearing these masks?
I think that anonymity and wearing a mask leads to less responsible behavior. I'm not saying there might not be a value on the border where the cartels are running large and things are a little bit more murky and mayors' heads are being chopped off by the cartel. I have a little more sympathy there. The images where I've seen ICE agents in masks in an elevator in a courthouse in Chicago, I think are inappropriate. Look, the local police in Chicago, the bailiff, everybody else is on masks. I don't know why we would have one group of men apprehending. The image I saw was of arresting women and their children in an elevator in the courthouse in Chicago. I think, one, that reduces trust by the public, but doesn't seem appropriate. And I do think when you're anonymous, like anytime you're anonymous, you tend to do things that you might not do if you were recognizable.
Now, I'm going to agree with Senator Rand Paul on that. Ask any thug, any bandit. If I wear a mask and they can't identify me, I can get away with it. I can do whatever I want. They won't be able to identify me. But I also think he bought into a story. I've not seen the video he's talking about of agents on an elevator taking a mother and her children off, actually arresting the mother and children. Now, they might have arrested the mother. They were not arresting the children. They were detaining them. Because they're going to separate them from their mother. They're going to have to watch over them. If they fail to do that, well, then you know all hell would break loose, and rightly should, if those children aren't protected. So I think Rand Paul has been drinking some of that stuff they're serving their sewer leftist water. We'll get into that in more detail later in the second hour. Iran talks are still set for tomorrow. But they could evaporate before they even start. Secretary of State Rubio.
I think in order for talks to actually lead to something meaningful, they will have to include certain things. And that includes the range of their ballistic missiles. That includes their sponsorship of terrorist organizations across the region. That includes the nuclear program. And that includes the treatment of their own people. They've expressed an interest in meeting and talking. If they change their mind, we're fine with that too. We prefer to meet and talk. I'm not sure you can reach a deal with these guys, but we're going to try to find out. We don't see there's any harm in trying to figure out there's something that can be done. This is a president that always prefers a peaceful outcome to any conflict or any challenge.
And that's exactly what we've been told repeatedly, and he does repeatedly. Yeah, we'll tell them, you will pay a high price if you're going to go forward, but we're trying to provide you an off-ramp. We have had numerous off-ramps put in front of Iran before we sent our armada around the area ready to strike from anywhere and everywhere. And yesterday we shot down a second drone. Once again, Iran said, oh, we were not trying to damage your naval carrier. We were just going to take a look at it. Why don't you go to Wikipedia or Google and look what an aircraft carrier looks like? No, they had another intent. You know they did. But Rubio says this president's willing to sit down and talk if they are going to be serious. Chad Wolf, I'm sorry, I want to correct that. I was going to go to Chad Wolf, reference some of the activity with DHS. I'm going to save him for the second hour because there's a lot more I want to add to what we were going to. I changed the program on a spin. Ask Jerome. He says, where the hell are we now? What, you gave me a roadmap. We're way out in another county. I apologize. It's because I have ADDDDDD, or I'm just DUBBBM. I can't even spell that, see. Bottom line is, let's go to the issue that involves Iran. And, of course, that means it involves Russia. And it involves China. And there's another group of folks that we're very worried about. Who the hell is in charge? Our Chinese expert appearing once again on Fox News, talking specifically about China.
We don't know exactly what's going on, but we do know that there is disarray. And right now, the Central Military Commission of the Communist Party, which controls the military, has been decimated. There are now only two people on it, Xi Jinping himself and the political commissar of the army. And that means that the operational people are not there. And also the people who were removed, especially General Zhang Yaoshao, were putting brakes on Xi Jinping's plans to invade Taiwan. So there's a lot up in the air right now. And this is a very concerning situation for everybody.
Everybody. Russia, China. And now I want you to hear from Matt Whitaker, U.S. ambassador, former U.S. ambassador, about trying to get these talks going and actually achieve something.
President Trump is not going to be eternally patient with the Iranians. I think President Trump is willing to have this meeting at the end of the week, but at the same time, you know, he has an armada sitting in the region ready to do whatever needs to be done to make sure that Iran does not ever possess a nuclear weapon.
And that we cannot allow. China has nuclear weapons. Russia has nuclear weapons. And in fact, we know they're spread everywhere. But the problem is we cannot allow Iran to have it. We know what they would do with it. They would start by destroying Israel and eventually, of course, the U.S. And here on the home front, we're just trying to protect our country from illegals inside our country that are probably here not to assimilate, but to cause chaos and violence. Thank you, Joe Biden. There's been a big focus, obviously, in Minnesota, the fraud and everything else, and how many of them are up there trying to pull off more scams. Well, now since Whitaker, Tom Holman said the other day, look, we're going to try to back off. We're going to try to show you a gesture of good faith. I'm going to draw down the number of agents on the streets in Minnesota. Would that make you happy? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But they want more. They want more, as I was saying. And now the people of Minnesota, not the legislators, the people, they're in the streets and they're doing everything they can to disrupt everything. That's coming up, plus Marvin Zindler and the Chicken Ranch. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So the drawdown that Tom is talking about is the fact that they now have access. They can now go into and pick up dangerous individuals in a jail setting. That's what they've been asking for months now. And so I'm glad to see that he's getting it. I think as that cooperation increases, you'll see even a further drawdown. I think what he was very clear on, though, was making sure that those officers are protected and safe. And so you'll likely see those CBP officers that are providing that force protection likely stay there in Minneapolis until more cooperation comes and they can draw down even more. So my guess is the 700 that are being drawn down are mostly ICE officers, because you need less of them to go into neighborhoods than you do into a jail setting.
You mentioned neighborhoods, and one of the big stories I think of today is that you have these civilians who are playing cops, and they are setting up roadblocks and running people's license plates. Tom Homan addressed them as well. Watch here.
As far as what I saw yesterday with the roadblocks being set up, you're not going to stop ICE. You're not going to stop Border Patrol. The only thing you're doing is irritating your community and want to go get groceries or pick their children up or whatever. I talked to the chief of police, and he committed to taking swift action on those illegal roadblocks. They're illegal. We shouldn't tolerate them. Again, a complete drawdown is going to depend on cooperation, continued cooperation of local and state law enforcement, and the decrease of the violence.
So we have a situation there where Homan had said the other day, look, we're going to try to make things better. You guys have been upset with the way it's been run. He was brought in. Kristi Noem has not been fired. She still has her position. Gregory Bongino, not Dan Bongino, but Gregory Bongino, the Border Patrol captain who is in charge of everything up until Homan was put in, he was taken out just so one head would roll and maybe we'd get a chance to get everybody back together and let's do it in a more calm fashion. Now, I don't know that the agents under him were doing anything that wrong. I don't know they were doing everything right. I will be the first to admit that. I know it only is from a distance as you do. But a change of leadership at that point, if that satisfies many on the left and many who were out there, they're going ballistic. And that, keep in mind, had to do with the deaths of two Minnesotans. I should say protesters. I don't know if they were true Minnesotans or not. One was the woman, Good, who was killed when she tried to drive over a federal agent. That's been pretty well documented. And the other is a male nurse who is being ended up being shot, and he had a pistol with him, and they considered he was a threat. Again, that's yet to be determined in full. What we do know, though, is that there are many more like him and others inside Minnesota. And if they see an opening where they can get a foothold again, they will. Same thing in Seattle and Portland. These guys want to run the insane asylum. They're the ones who should be locked into the bottom of it. But they're going to do what they can. Don't expect them to change simply because you are, quote, acquiescing or making some offers that maybe would make things better. Nothing's going to be better in their mind until Everyone is out. And they're going to tell you all the time. You were hearing a moment ago from Senator Rand Paul about a woman and her children in an elevator being arrested. Now, again, I don't know that particular story. Maybe they did arrest the bomb. And if she had her kids with her, they were taken into custody. They were being detained for their safety unless they were of 18-plus age. They weren't, quote, arrested. And even if they were 18-plus, doesn't mean they were arrested. Maybe they came in under, quote, the Dreamer program, and they were brought here when they were infants. They're not even born. But they had an arrest warrant for her, and they're trying to serve it, just like any police agency would do, and it would be accepted, although it's ICE agents. It's Trump. And they got their faces covered. How many robbers and bandits hit someplace, and they're not wearing a mask of some type? Now, the reason they don't do it is because they don't want to be caught. Are there some ICE agents that are covering their faces because they don't want to be caught for some things they're doing that are wrong? Certainly possible. But we also know the bigger issue is the ICE protesters have been doxing these agents. They get their faces, they check, find out where they live, where their families live, and target them. I want to give you an idea of what's been happening, what we have been accomplishing. The Los Angeles County Sheriff, we had numbers for you yesterday showing how much crime is down. Murder down 20%. We've got some of the lowest crime stats we've ever had across the nation because we shut the border and few, if any, are coming across the border. There was a car load of them caught the other day, one of them including a Chinese national, a woman dressed in camouflage. But for the most part, that shut down. You remove them from the communities they would try to hide in, which are usually the minority communities, and they captivate them. They hold them hostage. They're afraid to go out of their homes at night. They're afraid to let their children walk to the school bus stop. So we've had a lot of that to the benefit. And now this report coming out of the Los Angeles County Sheriff. They have held a week-long Operation Reclaim and Rebuild campaign. What the hell is that? Let me explain. It's part of a yearly effort by the Los Angeles Regional Human Trafficking Task Force. Yes, it involves federal agents. And state, and local. The sheriff is reporting the arrest of more than 600 suspects and rescuing 170 victims, most of them in the sex trade. That would be children. They saved them from being held as a sex slave. When kids are grabbed and used as a sex slave, they're only going to be used for a period of time till they're used up and or they reach an age where they're no longer of interest to the pedophiles, so they kill them or they sell them off to someone else that would be interested in someone willing to pay more. The L.A. County District Attorney said, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is nothing less than modern slavery. Now, in addition to these criminal arrests and the children rescued, 71 of those arrested are suspected sex traffickers. And then they arrested another 328 sex buyers. How'd you like to be on that list? You know, there are apps now that you can get from your local government that will show you if you have a child molester living near you. They had to report their address. Doesn't mean they always do, but they're supposed to. And you can pull that up and say, do I have any sex offenders in my zip code? And it will show you. The increase in arrests over last year, they say, is due in fact because the task force is getting better. more knowledgeable in mining accumulated arrest materials. And I'll tell you the other thing, they don't mention it because no one wants to be a snitch. Snitches get stitches. But there are members inside the community. They see this going on. They see this guy has no children except for this four-year-old. He's not married, and he's got always has the child on a harness of some type. Another one has two kids, maybe 8 and 12, but they're not in any school. They're in home. I'm sure he's saying, I'm homeschooling. I'll bet he is. Doing it from the current liberal education manual, and that is, let's teach them everything we can about pornography. And I don't see any leftists out there applauding this. I don't see them saying, we need to save the children. Oh, I remember them at the border when Trump was president the first time. He's arresting kids and detaining them, separating them from their parents. First of all, we didn't know if they came to the border with, quote, a parent or a relative of any type. Then we started doing DNA testing. We found a lot of them, they were not related in any way to the person who brought them to the border. And then later, ICE just started recognizing kids are being sent across the border, too small to really speak, but a note is pinned to them, call my uncle at such and such number. That number would be called, and sure enough, the guy claims, oh, yes, that's my niece, Elisa. Please send her to me. And your federal tax dollars would ship that child into a sex den for the remainder of her life. Thank you, Joe Biden, and the rest of you idiots that supported it. Coming up, the story of a legend in Houston and beyond, Marvin Zindler.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We're spread around, in that Texas town, baby. About that shack outside the grange, you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. Into that whole mound of the grange, they got a lot of nice girls there. Number six!
ZZ Top, a lot of nice girls there in LaGrange. That song was born from the story dealing with the chicken ranch in Texas, LaGrange, Texas, about 100 miles to the northwest of Houston. Also known as the best little whorehouse in Texas. Now, I covered this extensively yesterday, and what I was doing as part of the investigation of Bring It Down. And I told you there's a thin line between credit and blame. A lot of people say, good, you shut it down. Others are saying, what the hell did you do that for? I was not the only one, as I told you. Part of it had to do with Marvin Zindler. Why am I pronouncing his name that way? Well, because that's the way he did it. In fact, he appeared on David Letterman and showed him as well. I'll get to that in a moment. But again, just quick background for you. Zindler made some this is the way it's written about, reference the chicken ranch. Zindler made local and national headlines when he and fellow journalists, they called me a journalist, wow, Larry Connors reported on a long-lived brothel known as the Chicken Ranch in Fayette County, Texas, near LaGrange. The Chicken Ranch story was closed in 1973. It featured in a 1973 edition of Texas Monthly Magazine, two 1974 issues of Playboy Magazine. I was not in there in any capacity, clothed or otherwise. I just want you to know that. And it also led to basis for a Broadway and then a film musical. The character Melvin P. Thorpe was based on Zindler. Also served as the basis of the song, as you heard, LaGrange by ZZ Top. The closing did not go well then with the sheriff of Fayette County, Big Jim Flannoy. In fact, he attacked Zindler in a fight that left Zindler with two fractured ribs and his toupee got snatched. In fact, Flannoy grabbed it off of Marvin and waved it in the air like he'd scalped someone, literally. Now, the way this went down at that time, we'd already begun running the stories. Marvin never went to the chicken ranch. I was the one who did that part of the story, the so-called undercover part of the story. Let's put it that way. But Marvin did the talks on the political level with Governor Dolph Briscoe, who denied, I don't know anything about that. No, nothing. He knew. Every politician in the state knew. And we told you that the reason we originally got involved is because a couple of DPS agents contacted Marvin and said they were sent there by Austin to investigate possibility of organized crime behind the chicken ranch. They were on a hilltop nearby with a microscope, binoculars. They were spotted. The sheriff shows up, puts a shotgun across the face of both of them, and they're declaring, look, we're DPS agents. We got sent here on orders. He said, your orders will change tomorrow. I'm the law in this county. Sure enough, it did. Now, because of that, we were notified, and we decided, let's do an investigation on it. It was never proven there was any organized crime activity. But if you listen to the report yesterday, you heard me doing an interview with Miss Edna, the brothel madam, and telling me, first of all, none of your business what I do here. And secondly, yeah, everybody gets a pint of blood from this place. So yeah, there's some payoffs. Was it the sheriff or not? Marvin Zindler, born 1921, passed away 2007 of cancer. His father had owned a successful clothing store. He was disappointed when Marvin didn't want to take over the job, the store, so he didn't. But Marvin did have access to have a brand new suit, 300 new suits every year. Never wore the same suit twice, literally, never. Put it into Goodwill somewhere. He started part-time radio as a disc jockey on KATL, currently the KMIC, I believe it's called, working for the family clothing store while he was doing that. And then he built up a roving mic report where he'd do on Sundays interviews with folks around Houston. Later became a film producer of a type. He ended up working for a newspaper, and then later the Harris County Sheriff decided, I want to start a consumer affairs division inside the sheriff's department where we investigate scams against people in various ways. Marvin lost the job when the sheriff was replaced by a new sheriff. It's an elected position. He called a news conference. We all showed up. Next to me is a Channel 5 photographer at that point, NBC. We're all there, folks, and we don't know for sure what Marvin's going to say. I've heard rumors, but I'm going to wait and see what he says. And the Channel 5 photographer next to me, as soon as Marvin says, I'm going to go to work for Channel 13, which was my station. As soon as he said it, the Channel 5 photographer muttered, well, I can't mutter exactly, even in any fashion, what he said. It began with an F and had several more behind it. Shut his camera down, walked out. We're not going to give them additional publicity. And then later after the chicken ranch and after the stage show and the movie featuring Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds, he got an invitation to be on the Letterman Show.
My next guest is a flamboyant and highly effective consumer advocate for Channel 13 in Houston, Texas, whose most famous expose involved a chicken ranch. Let's take a look at him in action now. Watch the monitors, if you will.
Well, I'm glad Grandma Carter will get a refund. It may ease her aggravation, but with all the competition and some airlines in financial trouble, you would think they'd be more considerate of passengers, especially the elderly. I'm sick and tired of people being mistreated at the airport. Someday, when there's another mode of transportation, the airlines will be begging for these passengers. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News.
Now that sign off also raised a question for Letterman, which we'll get to in a moment, but that was what Marvin was doing. I mean, I remember one time he did a piece, a child somewhere in the poor section of the area had sent him an unopened Frito bag, and it looked to be filled with maybe one chip. It had not been retaped or sealed. It was unopened. Marvin opened it with a camera, and sure enough, there was one chip from Frito-Lay inside. He raised so much noise, the next day, boxes of chips were delivered to the kid. It was obviously a packaging mistake, not trying to scam it, but it happened to be sold to a kid living in a poor neighborhood. You pay a nickel, you get one chip. Well, that got changed pretty quick. Then, of course, following all of the stuff he was doing, reference restaurants, which he also started the Rat and Roach Report, which was pretty common. Marvin really gets credit for the sneeze shields that now exist over salad bars. They were not present in Texas at that time. I don't know if they were anywhere. But you know, if you're standing there picking things out of a salad bar, somebody next to you starts sneezing, well, where's that going? So he insisted they put sneeze shields on. And they did. And then back to the movie of the best little whorehouse in Texas.
Marvin, you want to take a look at the footage that we've compiled when I guess you, what did you do with the chicken ranch? This is the whorehouse that we were talking about in Texas.
Well, this went back to 73 when the Attorney General's office asked me to come in and do a story on the chicken ranch because they couldn't get it closed down because the DA over there, the district attorney, said that it had been going on for 100 years and he wasn't going to close it. And, of course, the Attorney General in Texas doesn't have criminal jurisdiction over these counties. So I started doing the survey.
Now, how do people feel about this? Were they for closing it down or against closing it down?
Well, it was really funny to see 80-year-old women and 70-year-old women get mad at me because I was able to close down a whorehouse. I never did figure out why, but maybe they worked there maybe 75 years ago. I don't know.
And this, of course, is the Broadway musical came from this, and the what do you call it? The film,
the show,
the movie came from.
If you want to call that a movie, yes.
You didn't care for the movie?
No, sir, I really didn't. I thought they had. It was strictly a Burt Reynolds movie.
Well, he was in it.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, let's take a look at the. We have some footage here of this. What are we going to see here, Marvin? Just you and
I
the
have
whorehouse?
No idea what y'all put together.
Okay, we're all pretty well confused.
Action 13 received an anonymous complaint about two alleged houses of prostitution. The complainant said the houses were operating openly in our neighboring towns of Seeley and LaGrange. It's illegal to operate a house of prostitution in Texas, and past history shows they cannot function without someone in authority protecting them.
Yep, that was the way. That's why we got into the story originally. But back to the David Letterman interview regarding the movie. You heard him mention Burt Reynolds was in it, Dolly Parton. And then the question for Marvin.
In the movie, you were played by whom?
Dom DeLuise.
Now, what was your reaction to the film? You said already you didn't care for it, but other than
well,
that...
Well, of course, I would have liked to seen Johnny Carson play me. They tried to get him to play me.
Oh, they did? They asked Johnny to play
yes,
you?
And I thought he'd be a good one, and if he wouldn't have played it, I'd have liked to seen Ted Knight play me, because I think Ted Knight would have been good.
Well, now...
I'd like to seen Willie Nelson play the sheriff, but unfortunately, Universal had their own ideas, and so they're making more money, I guess, than they would have if all these others would.
You thought about suing them, though, didn't you?
Well,
he thought about it, but he thought, I can pass on it. Now, that signature close became his recognized point of anyone who knew Marvin. And how it happened, I know the story behind it, but you're going to get more of the story behind the story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News.
How did you develop this? I guess it's a distinctive little, it's your signature. How did that come about?
It just comes about naturally because it's the syllables in it, and it it's pretty difficult.
Well, now I'm gonna have to interrupt that part of the interview because what had happened. When he started to work for us, I saw him in an office practicing how he was going to sign off. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. And he ended up doing exactly what you heard. That's how it was created. I had nothing to do with it, but I was watching and observing. And when he went on the air, that's the way every signature was. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. If you've been in the Houston area at any point, you would have known and heard his name. If they were doing what they call a Q-rotion, a Q equation on recognition now, he would have been in the 100 percentile of being recognized. He and I also worked, by the way, on one other story, and I should say on another program that we were using to compete against Archie Bunker and the family. Archie Bunker was on CBS. We were an ABC station. We came up with a program to air against Archie Bunker on Saturday nights. And our ratings were really very good. We didn't make number one, but we shot from a distant second to a very close second and certainly well above third. What was that program? What did we do with that program? Well, you just got a tease for what's coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's story behind the story involving Larry Connors and Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. More to come in our second hour. And reminding you of our pledge, one nation under God.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.